The Orillia Lady Kings field lacrosse program has once again produced some of the best players in the province. Doug Noganosh, the vice president of the organization, says 10 local players will represent Orillia this summer while playing for Team Ontario when they travel to tournaments in Quebec, Maryland, and Florida. They play various teams from all over, he said. Most of these tournaments have university coaches scouting players. Noganosh says he's proud of the Orillia players who tried out for the team, and they are helping to put the Lady Kings program on the map. I think the program has always been good, but we seem to keep building every year and continue to see girls leveling up, he said. Noganosh says there are a lot of U9 and U7 players waiting in the wings who are going to follow suit. I think, overall, we have a really strong program, he said. Our house league program really contributes to that as well. There are 5 alumni players who have come back from university for the summer to coach the girls in the Lady Kings program this year, he said. You can see that the U15 and U19 players look up to the older girls, Noganosh said. You now see the U9 and U11 players looking up to the U15 and U19s, so there is a really good progression here. Riley Maguire, an 11-year-old East Oro Public School student, says it will be nice to represent Orillia on the big stage this summer. I'm looking forward to traveling down to the States for tournaments, she said. I'm excited to see new centers and play against girls I've never played before. The midfielder and attacker hopes to one day play at the highest level as a professional. Billy Rouse, a 13-year-old Marchmont Public School student, says she is looking forward to playing with and against girls from other centers this summer. I hope to make some new friends, she said. This is my first time playing at this kind of level. The midfielder and defender hopes to one day earn a scholarship to play field lacrosse at the university level. Katie Bunting, a 13-year-old Esk Nouvelle Alliance student, says she is looking forward to testing her skills against teams from the United States this summer. I'm looking forward to having some new competition, she said. Bunting, a goalie, also hopes to earn a scholarship through her field lacrosse journey. Allie Rolston, a 15-year-old Patrick Fogarty Catholic Secondary School student, has played on Team Ontario before. It's more fun because you are playing against better competition, she said. The goaltender is hoping to get some looks from scouts this summer as she closes in on her recruiting year. Her long-term goal is to get a scholarship and play for Team Canada. Riley Black, a 15-year-old Patrick Fogarty student, is another returning player to Team Ontario. This opens more opportunities for me in the future, she said. I'm excited to be reaching new levels. The attacker is planning on one day earning a scholarship to play university-level lacrosse in the United States. She also wants to play for Team Canada. Maya Rowe, a 14-year-old Monsignor Lee Catholic School student, says being named to Team Ontario is a great opportunity. I think this will really benefit me in the future, she said. I like that I can play against kids who will be a good challenge to me. The attacker hopes to earn a scholarship to play university-level field lacrosse in the United States. Hannah Rudge, a 15-year-old Huntsville High School student, says being named to Team Ontario is a big accomplishment. It means that my hard work is paying off, she said. I just have to keep challenging myself to be stronger and better at the sport. The attacker hopes that post-secondary schools from the United States looking to award scholarships will notice her while playing with Team Ontario. Mira Cresanto, a 15-year-old Twin Lakes Secondary School student, is looking forward to a higher level of competition. I think it will be fun to be able to play a sport I love at this level, she said. I'm looking forward to traveling to new places, meeting new people, and developing my skills. The midfielder hopes to one day play in the United States on a scholarship. Rain Noganosh, a 13-year-old Marchmont Public School student, says she is excited to represent the province on the international stage for the second year in a row. I'm excited to play with new people and learn new things, she said. The midfielder and attacker says her goal is to earn a scholarship to play field lacrosse at the university level. Morgan Parnell, a 13-year-old Monsignor Lee Catholic School student, says making Team Ontario shows that her hard work has paid off. Since being cut last year, making the team this year shows how much I've improved, she said. I practiced every morning doing wall ball and coming to Rotary to practice with my teammates. The midfielder and attacker says it will be nice to be coached by new people who can teach her more about the game. Her long-term goal is to earn a scholarship and one day play for Team Canada. For more information about Team Ontario and its full schedule, click here.